We need you. We need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. Come in, Lord. Come in, Lord. Come in, Lord, Lord. Let your glory fall. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome, Lord. Let your glory fall. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome, Lord. Let your glory fall, Almighty God. We need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. Let your glory fall. Let your glory fall on us this morning, O God. We welcome your presence, O God. Breathe on us, O God. We welcome your joy here, your peace, your anointing, Father, fall fresh on us this morning because we need you, Lord. I need the all I need. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour, Lord, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, hallelujah. Lord, I come to thee. We need thee, Lord, we need thee. Bless us now, our Savior. Lord, we come. Lord, we come. Lord, we come to Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your Spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your Spirit out. Father, we thank you because you are Almighty God, and we need you right now, God. Reveal your glory to us, Jesus, and let your Spirit pour out here on the Master's Call, on every single person that has dialed in right now, and those that will listen later, God. For we love you. We love you more than anything. Amen. Wow, hallelujah. To God be the glory. For I realize that we can't do. Well, God morning once again. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we need you. We need you more than anything, Father. But we realize that with you, we can do all things. And so we welcome your presence to just fall upon us in this place. Fall fresh on us, O God. Allow your Spirit to saturate us, Father, from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet. We plead the blood of Jesus over every situation in our lives, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over our family, over our homes, over our businesses, over our ministries, over our places of employment, God. We say, let your blood work, Father, in every single crevice, in every single canvas, God. Let your blood work. And so we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. Holy Spirit, thank you for being here. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you for the two co-founders of this platform, the Master's Call, Dr. T.K. Robert Captain and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We pray that your glory, O God, will fill them up until they overflow, that your Spirit will just fall upon this place, Father, that your word will go forth free, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the name of Jesus, that as the speaker comes, that you will increase as they decrease, God, that your word will go forth mightily in the name of Jesus, and that we will be open to receive what you say, Lord, and that we will follow the instructions that you give to us on this day. This 13th day of February of 2020, God, a new decade, a new month, a new day, a new hour, filled with opportunities and possibilities that are unlimited. And so we simply say thank you, God, for everything. and we love you more than anything. And thank you that we can call on you and you will hear us, Father. And these things that we ask in the name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. And I would like to take this moment to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise the Lord, and thank you so much for ushering us in worship this morning, and for greeting us this morning, for allowing God to use you as you did, double duty, way over there in dark 30. Oh, God has a special blessing for you, my sister. Well, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Well, this call was found over, wow, it's 9 years, will be 10 years, by Dr. P.K. and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon on October 2010. We have a scripture verse that we stand on, and that can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we have a theme that every year God puts a theme on Dr. Vanessa's heart, and that theme for this year is, in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. As Minister Tiffany said already, praise the Lord, today is day 40 of our fast, and we just thank God for the revelation knowledge he has given us during this fast and this time together. We are going to get together this evening today for communion, and this is the first time we've ever done this, and I believe it's at 6 o'clock p.m., and I'm not quite sure which time zone that is, but I will get back to you with that when I bring the announcements after the message. But we are standing today as our prayer directive on Psalm 51, 1, verses 1 through 13, and Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 16. And we are just thanking God for this time. We have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And all of the messages from the inception of this call up until now are featured there at the website, and also a bio of all of our speakers. Now, if you feel led of the Lord, like if God has been tugging on your heart to be a part of this ministry as a greeter, as you so beautifully heard, Minister Tiffany so beautifully did, or as a host, as I'm doing, or maybe God has put a word in your heart to share, and you just might be blessed to sing, and we want to be one of our worship leaders. Well, if any of those fit you, or if God has led you in any of those directions, please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will be in contact with you. And that is also where you would send your prayer requests and your praise reports, because we at the Master's Call are praying for you daily. And as you probably know, on Fridays, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports live in the second half of our call. Now, this company, which was once called Artists International, was founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago, and the company is now called Artist Life. And if you want to know more about the company, more about the products, just get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they will be happy to share that information with you. The New Morning Motivational Call, which is held Monday through Friday, is held immediately following this call by a team of great leaders who will give you information on the benefits of artist products as well as the artist opportunity. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. If you are unable to access the call, we have a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And today, being Thursday, is Testimonial Thursday. Well, so much for the announcements, and as I said, I will give you more announcements and more information about the closing time together during our fast as well as the communion that we're going to have after the message. But it is my great pleasure to introduce our speaker for this morning. She is absolutely no stranger to the Master's Call. There are many accomplishments and successes that could be noted about our speaker today. And you can find her full bio and everything that she has done professionally and social and all the accolades. But to her, that's not what's important. The important thing is that she feels is that is her walk with the Lord. Our speaker for today currently resides in Nashville, Tennessee. She is a member of the Mount Zion Full Gospel Church and is the founder of Above the Clouds Ministry. Who am I talking about? None other than Minister Candy, who says, by holding on to God's unchanging hand and faith in his words, we can live above the storms that come into our life. Personal experiences, she knows that there have been many times when the storms, hurricanes, and tsunamis of life would have swept her away had it not been for God seeing her through. So it is with my pleasure and a blessing to introduce to some and present to others my BGFF, that's my best girlfriend forever, my daughter's godmother, the person whom I can call and laugh with, talk with, cry with, give hugs over the phone with, Minister Candy Jono Wilson. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am.
Don't get us started crying, girl.
Morning, everybody. You all have to understand that Minister Willa and I have been through some of the most trying times that any two people could ever go through. We've gone through the ups, the highs, and the lows, and we have been there for each other through thick and thin, through laughter and crying, through all of it. So when she introduces me and when I hear it, it just takes us back to so many things. So forgive us, but rejoice with us. You all, God is so good. He's good all the time. He has allowed me to come before you once again this morning to bring you his word. And I give him all the praise and I thank him for waking me up this morning. I'm able to see and hear and taste and feel and smell. I'm able to remember things from one minute to the next, from one day to day, from month to month and year to year. And I have a dear friend whom I cannot say that about right now. So I'm thankful that I can remember things. I'm able to walk and sit and stand and move and have no pain. I'm in good health. I have a roof over my head, food to eat, and transportation. I give him all the glory because it doesn't have to be that way. And I'm so sorry that there are too many people who can't give this kind of testimony. I'm blessed, y'all, and I don't take it for granted. I give God all the glory for it. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, a songbird who ushered in the presence of God through song this morning, and oh, did she not do it. Thank you for being the perfect greeter and prayer warrior. I love you, my dear. And again, my BGFF, a shout out to Minister Wua. Thank you for all that you do, all who you are in my life and in the lives of so many other people as well. Thank you for that introduction and for hosting this call. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, for your yes to God, for providing this platform, the Master's Call. Let's pray. Daddy God, Heavenly Father, I love you. I exalt you above everything. I surrender my voice and my mind to you. I pray that I speak your words accurately and boldly, and that this message will penetrate the heart of every listener to empower them to grow stronger in you and for their image to be more like you. It is in the name of your Son, my Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen. Today, saints, I want to talk about Bible covenant, God's covenant. The Bible is a record of covenants. Promises and covenants are mistakenly used interchangeably. But it is like comparing a rainy day to a tsunami. It is stronger than a contract, stronger than an agreement. And our English terminology is really very poor in that it is very unfortunate that we have adopted a word that is so old that it has lost its strength in common language by using the word testament. Now, I use it, you know, everybody does. As we commonly know it, the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New. The modern terms we use are the Old Testament and the New Testament. However, originally they were established as the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, which is an agreement, a relationship between God and man. Unfortunately, these words are so watered down in this day and age that they have very little meaning or power. The term covenant is a Latin word meaning a coming together. It presupposes two or more parties who come together to make an agreement, to come to a mutual understanding of something, an agreement or promise, stipulations, privileges, and or responsibilities. God's covenant and the Bible are an incredible explanation of our partnership with him. And I submit to you, without knowledge of this covenant partnership, without awareness and understanding of the term covenant, you will never understand the Bible, nor will you ever be able to truly embrace a relationship with God and what it means for you. So today I want to get you focused on just that. We have a covenant with God. We have a critical role in this relationship, and in order to maximize it, we have a responsibility to it. Let me preface everything I'm going to say with this. God's word is true, period. It is covenant. If something, anything, is in conflict with his word, the problem is not with him. Look somewhere else. Now, let's take a look. I want us to go back to the beginning. God has a relationship with mankind through Adam and Eve. He gives us this incredible Garden of Eden. Anything and everything is ours to do as it pleases us. No work, no worries, no sickness, no pain, no sadness, and no death. For a while, they had it going on. We don't know how long it was before they sinned, but we know they had it all, and we know that they did sin. Everything was provided for us. However, there was just one stipulation, only one condition, which was our responsibility. We were required not to eat from one tree in the garden. Hear me now. Anything and everything was ours to enjoy, to have, to do, to eat, to play, total happiness, total bliss, and so on. The only requirement of us was not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Unfortunately, mankind didn't live up to our end of the partnership. And we ate from the tree. It is this broken partnership with God that is the reason today we have this fallen and corrupt world in which we live. Saints, what are you doing today that is not living up to your end of the covenant? But God made a covenant with mankind. And because he is a God that does not break covenant, and in his infinite wisdom and love for us, he doesn't give up on us. Since the beginning, again and again, he affirms his covenant with individuals and mankind as a whole. Again, it is important to remember that without knowledge of and understanding of this covenant, you will never understand the Bible, nor will you ever, ever walk and operate in the power and authority that comes with the covenant and promises of God. And without the ability to operate under the power and authority of this covenant, you will never be able to fulfill what God has for you to do here on earth. Days of old, people's word was the foundation of a covenant. There was no such thing as a signed contract. Two entities, individuals, families, or groups would agree on something, shake hands, and it was a done deal. It was sealed. People would put their lives on the knowing that the covenant that they had entered into would be honored by both parties. And if the agreement was serious enough, where perhaps generations would be affected by it, where land was involved, or lives were at stake, there might be a bloodshed by the parties involved, and that was a blood covenant. You may receive a reward if you keep it, but you could receive something as fatal and final as death if you broke it. This kind of covenant is sworn to by the shedding of blood. I don't know if any of you have ever been exposed to a large amount of human blood that was wasting, but if you have, I'm confident you will never forget it. At 4 months pregnant with my second child, I felt a leak, and my reaction was to place my hand down to check. My hand came back blood red. I ended up on bed rest for the remainder of the pregnancy, and it is etched in my mind forever. There's something about human blood loss. We see through Scripture from Genesis through Malachi that God is in covenant with man. And time again, man falls short of his end. Then in Matthew, the Revelation, God provides a new relationship between God and humans, mediated by Jesus, which includes all people, both Jews and Gentiles, conditioned upon one's belief in Jesus Christ as Lord and God. The first covenant was between God and Abraham. As a part of his covenant with Abraham, God has the obligation to keep Abraham's descendants, the Jews, as God's chosen people and be their God. Exodus 32:13 speaks of the covenant with Abraham, in which God announced that Abraham's descendants would eventually inherit the land of Israel. And here we are today, thousands of years later, with Israel as a powerful Jewish country. In a marriage, God created a blood covenant between man and a woman. When the marriage is consummated upon sexual penetration of the man into the woman, the hymen is broken, which produces blood. It's a symbolic of the God-ordained covenant union that has taken place between that man and that woman. We need to understand that our words are designed to have power. God's spoken words are covenant. They are powerful. You see, there are words in the Bible that are covenant words. We all too often say things in jest. We need to stop using some terms and some words so loosely. Our culture is very loosey-goosey when it comes to ways of expressing ourselves. We tend to minimize powerful words and build up or create nonsense words to fit our purpose. You see, saints of God, we have diluted the meaning and power of so many words that should produce results when we speak them. Instead, our spirits don't respond because we have used these words and spoken them in such watered-down situations and circumstances. How often during the course of a day do you hear, "Lord, have mercy," or, "Oh, God," or, "Ooh, hallelujah," as an expression or cliche? I'm guilty. Preaching to myself, y'all. And how about these? "Oh, be blessed." "I'm blessed." And sometimes you get the "and highly favored" that might follow. "I'm blessed and highly favored." Those are strong words. Saints, we have got to stop it. Purpose to get away from using these powerful words and others, the words of God, as cliche. We have got to come to a deeper understanding of what words and phrases in the Bible mean relative to God's covenant. The word "remember" is a covenant word. Genesis chapter 9, verse 15 is the first appearance of the word "remember." But it is mentioned an additional 167 times throughout the Old and New Covenant. Take a little time, do a word search on "remember," and note how God uses it and the promises he makes through it. Saints, what I'm trying to convey this morning is that you cannot understand covenant by reading the definition of it in the dictionary. You've got to renew your mind and look deeper into what God has said and what he has done. The Bible is our blueprint. It tells us what. It tells us how. It tells us where. It tells us when to build. It tells us the materials to use, how high it should be, how wide, how deep, and how long it should be. It is precise. The Bible is our roadmap, our navigation system. It spells out in detail how to get to your destination. It not only tells you what roads and highways to take, what direction in which to go, and turns to make, it tells you the best mode of transportation to use. But in order to see these things, in order to know these things, in order to take advantage of God's covenant, we must have knowledge of them in our mind and an understanding of them in our hearts. We must ingest God's word. It has to resonate as the covenant that it is. It must pound so intently and so deeply in our hearts that it feels like it will explode because our faith and trust in it is so great. Saints, we have got to get to a place where we mean what we say and say what we mean. With every fiber in our body, we must believe what God says over everything. We have a covenant relationship with God, and he will not go back on it, nor should we. Back to you, Minister Willa. Mr. Willa, are you there?
Unmute yourself, Willa. Awesome work. Minister Willa, star six, you're up. You're muted yourself.
Praise the Lord. Somehow I got disconnected. Well, thank you so much, Minister Candy, for bringing us that rich word and, oh, doing such a beautiful job of explaining to us about God's covenant, because he is a covenant-keeping God and just the history behind it. So we so love and appreciate you for that. And I will call you after we pray and after the announcements to give us our benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we are so thankful this morning. We thank you, Lord. For the rich word that just went forth, Lord. We thank you for blessing Minister Candy in a way, Lord, where she just broke it down to us and just really got into the meat of what a covenant is, Lord. Now, Father, we know that you have given us this covenant. And, Father, we thank you for the just for the word, Lord. Continue to bless Minister Candy, Lord. Bless her family, her husband, her children, her sister, oh God, who is so faithful about coming on this call, just her entire family, Lord. Father, cover them with your precious blood and shower them with your love and your favor, Lord. And Lord, we thank you so much for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, and the entire Master's Call family, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who does not live, we do not live by contract, oh God, but by covenant. For you are a covenant-keeping God. Father, we thank you that your covenant is so true, even with things that go on in our lives, Lord, in our health, Lord, in our finances, Lord, in our times of bereavement, Lord. So, Father, I ask right now, in the name of Jesus, that you be that covenant-keeping God who is a healer for Dr. PK and Harold and Jerry and Duncan and Minister Sharon and Sir John and Rita and Jackie. And Cousin Rolina, Lord, and Father just Devola and Keisha, Lord, and Robin and Rosalind's and Robin's father, Mr. Harrington, Lord, we thank you. And there are just so many others, oh God, and you know who they are. We thank you, Lord, for touching Karen in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for being the covenant-keeping God who says that you will that we don't have to worry, Lord, and that you are always there, and we don't have to be afraid, that you are a comforter. And so we pray, oh God, for families, Lord, who are going through the bereavement, the Crutchfield family, Lord, Wanda Walker's mother, Miss Sarah, Lord, the D. Lee family, the Garrett family, the Moore family, the James family, the Bryan family, Lord, the Kennaway family, oh God, the Daniels family, Lord, the Spencer family. And Father, any that I have not named, God, you know who they are. So we're putting them under that umbrella, Lord, of you being the covenant-keeping God to heal their hearts in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we just thank you for all that you are and for all that you have been. We ask that you bless our day today as we go out, Lord, and be the ministers in the marketplace, be the ministers in the world, that we, oh God, can share what a covenant-keeping God you are to those we meet today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, you are going to want to go back and listen to this message. And to hear the playback, you simply go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Remember, the new morning motivational call is immediately following this call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294617-POUND. Remember, this is the last day of our fast, and we're asking God to show us, show me, Lord. And we look forward to gathering with you this evening as we close out the fast and we end it with Holy Communion, and that will be at 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 8 o'clock Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So again, Minister Tiffany, thank you so much for opening us up in worship this morning, so beautifully doing that, and for greeting everyone. And thank you again, Pastor Kent, Minister Candy, for the powerful and just wonderful message that you brought to us this morning. I thank God for the anointing on both of your lives. And family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I do love me some you. Minister Candy, will you come and close us with the benediction?
Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for those who have endured this 40-day fast, Lord. Bless them, O God, in a special way, O God. And Father, as we leave this call, I pray that each person under the sound of my voice will remember the covenant we have with you. I pray that we will see and hear you more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. In your Son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And as Minister Sharon says, great day, great day, great day. You all go out and have yourselves a great day. Bye-bye.